Conservatives blast Tucker Carlson leaks, he just looks even cooler. By Hannah Blow on May 3, 2023. Conservatives are coming out in full force, highlighting the absurdity of leaks of Tucker Carlson following Fox News abruptly parting ways with the popular primetime host last week. The political world was shocked last week after Fox News announced it had parted ways with Carlson, announcing that his last program aired Friday, April 21. Leftists celebrated, and many conservatives came to Carlson's defense, asserting that he does not need the network to make an impact and continue his success. Good for Tucker. Trust me, he doesn't need them, Fox News alum Megyn Kelly said at the time, as others expressed similar sentiments. In the days following his departure, Carlson enjoyed time with his family in Florida. "I haven't eaten dinner with my wife on the weeknight in 7 years," he said. Carlson also released a video statement to social media 2 days after his departure from the major news network, urging Americans to ditch the uniparty complex and offering a word of hope. "Our current orthodoxies won't last. They're brain dead. Nobody actually believes them," he said. "Hardly anyone's life is improved by them. This moment is too inherently ridiculous to continue, and so it won't. When honest people say what's true, calmly and without embarrassment, they become powerful," he continued, concluding, "true things prevail." Where can you still find Americans saying true things? There aren't many places left, but there are some, and that's enough. As long as you can hear the words, there is hope. See you soon, Carlson added. However, there have since been a series of leaks, dubbed the Fox leaks or Tucker leaks, following Carlson's departure, presumably designed to make the popular conservative personality look bad. Breitbart News detailed one of the first leaks this week after Media Matters shared a video of former Fox News host criticizing Fox Nation, Fox News's subscription service, exclaiming that it sucks. "I know, but we're doing our part. We're like working like animals to produce all this content. And the people in charge of it, whoever that guy's, whatever his name is, like, they're ignoring the fact that the site doesn't work," Carlson said in the leaked footage, expressing his frustration with ongoing issues related to the Fox Nation website. Media Matters has shared other leaks as well, many of which feature Carlson joking around prior to his show. However, there have since been more leaks, one of which went to the New York Times. The authors, two of three who are MSNBC contributors, highlighted a text message Carlson sent to a producer, which the Times claims set off a panic at the highest levels of Fox on the eve of its billion-dollar defamation trial, as it apparently showed its most popular host sharing his private, inflammatory views about violence and race. In the text message, sent after the January 6 riots, Carlson describes a video of a group of men attacking an Antifa kid, identifying it as a 3-against-1, at least, fight. "Jumping a guy like that is dishonorable, obviously," Carlson wrote. "It's not how white men fight," he added, explaining how he could feel the mob mentality taking over his own mind as he watched the video further. "I really wanted them to hurt the kid. I could taste it. Then somewhere deep in my brain, an alarm went off: this isn't good for me. I'm becoming something I don't want to be. The Antifa creep is a human being. Much as I despise what he says and does, much as I'm sure I'd hate him personally if I knew him, I shouldn't gloat over his suffering. I should be bothered by it. I should remember that somewhere somebody probably loves this kid, and would be crushed if he was killed. If I don't care about those things, if I reduce people to their politics, how am I better than he is?" These leaks, which the left presumably considers to be bombshells, are only firing up the conservative base. Fox News leaking to the left-wing New York Times to smear Tucker Carlson isn't just an attack on Tucker, it's an attack on all of his fans and conservatives everywhere, Donald Trump Jr. concluded. "This is all they've got? A text in which Tucker mocks white people for not knowing how to fight for keeps, criticizing himself for dehumanizing a J6 Antifa rioter over politics, then expresses how doing so is wrong and destructive?" Sean Davis, CEO and co-founder of The Federalist, asked. "If I don't care about those things, if I reduce people to their politics, how am I better than he is? That's the kill shot offered to the New York Times of all places? How pathetic," he added as others expressed similar sentiments. "Take a seat. Take a deep breath, and try to understand how real people live their lives, not hyperventilating over dumb jokes on the set between two guys trying to loosen up before a segment that they both hope will be great and fun for the audience at home. Megyn Kelly said in a segment, adding, "So this is absurd. Fox News should stop this nonsense." According to reports, MSNBC scored more primetime viewers than post-Tucker Carlson Fox News on Monday night.